Rhiann, great news. There's going to be a new pass and play camp this Easter. First question, how much organising do these kind of things take?
There's quite a lot of organisation that goes on in the background. I would say when we first started them, there was a lot more organisation. And when you have your courts and things and the schools that you use, you've already got those in place. So once that's done, it makes life a bit easier. But it's always organising the coaches, organising schedules, organising schools to send out information to let people know of it. Because that's the main thing, is letting people know that these camps are on and what a good opportunity it is for girls to be able to come along and learn from some of the best players out there.
The nice thing is you've got a rota of quality players you can call on.
I know. I am very lucky to have most of the Storm players are teachers, so they'll have half term and things, and other same as well. You've got most Super League players in general are teachers or coaches, so at half term and things they are around to do coaching, which is we always make sure we've at least got one or two Super League players at our camps.
And Yaz from Storm, she's signed up and she's the latest.
Really excited, actually. I haven't been able to persuade Yaz before to do a camp. And this Easter, she's going to come down and do three different of our camps, actually. And the best thing with it is that Yaz is actually a Hampshire girl herself. So she grew up in Hampshire. She grew up in the area, still plays Prem for Blades down in Southampton. And so these girls have seen her play Prem, seen her play Super League, and kind of think that that could be them in the future as well, because she's gone through the same roles and the same path that they are themselves.
And you can't really get over the fact that if you come along at one of these camps, you're going to be taught by somebody that you see on TV week in and week out, or one of your netball heroes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of the younger girls sometimes, we tell them who they are, but I think they don't really know who they are. But definitely when we run the elite camps with the older girls, I think it really, really does inspire them. And sometimes they're a bit starstruck almost, because they are watching them on Sky, like you say, week in, week out.
Have you got further information on dates?
Yes, definitely. We have, we've got quite a few camps running over half term.
Go for it.
We've got the 4th, 5th and 6th of April is at Prince's Mead School in Winchester. And Yaz and Talissa Haynes will be there. Then we've got the 9th and 10th at Weydon School in Farnham. We've got Sam Houghton, who's actually the Surrey Storm under 17 coach, and Yaz at that camp. Same, both of them are doing Perrins Elite Camp, so that's for older club players, and that's in Winchester as well. And then also on the 12th and 13th, we have a camp running in Essex, which is Old Storm captain Becky Trippick organises, and that's at Chelmer Valley in Chelmsford.
Easiest way to find out. Is that going to be the website or Twitter?
Yeah, you don't have to remember any of those off by heart. If you either go to www.passandplay.co.uk or you can go to passandplay1 on Twitter.